On Thursday, the Rockets of Needham, Massachusetts were upset by the Wellesley Raiders 22-6. Wellesley v. Needham is the nation's oldest public high school Thanksgiving Day football rivalry. Reporter Michelle Seaton spent many days on the Needham sidelines back in the 90s for only a game series on college football recruiting. A player upon whom she focused was Jim Bodie, a 6'5", 240-pound Needham lineman. As part of our ongoing celebration of 20 years on the air, Michelle recently reconnected with Bodie and a teammate, and she has this story.
When I first met Jim Bodie, he showed me the three boxes of letters he'd received from different colleges around the country. In particular, he liked the one from Wake Forest, which was not really a letter, but a flyer with Jim's name added in big block letters with a crude photo of the stadium in the middle.
This is probably my favorite letter. I mean, every kid that got it from Wake Forest got it, but I just like the way it is, just the way it sounds. Just if you just think about it, just think, how would you like to have 35,000 people over to your house for a Saturday afternoon, all of them coming to see Jim Bodie? And then the picture of the stadium.
For 3 months, I went to Jim's classes with him, rode on the team bus, stood on the sidelines during games, visited his parents, and interviewed the coaches who were interested in him. I sat in on meetings he had with college coaches who were encouraging and yet coy about their actual interest. Coaches like Jack Bicknell Jr., then offensive line coach at UNH, who was adamant that Jim needed higher grades and SATs, but loved his size.
How much you weigh right now?
245.
245. Obviously, he doesn't look very heavy, does he? I mean, so you're going to be 280, 285 before you know it, for sure. You know, you had a pretty good sophomore year, I see, which is good. The key thing is to bring those grades up this semester, okay?
Yep.
Bodie didn't get those grades up, and his prospects looked bleak until Northeastern University offered him a three-quarter scholarship for his freshman year and a full scholarship for his remaining years, a scholarship that would save his family more than $100,000 in tuition, room, and board. Jim Bodie remembers being a redshirt freshman at Northeastern, struggling to gain 60 pounds, a weight that would help him earn a starting spot. Now he looks back on that time with some humor.
They just wanted me bigger, as fast as possible. But for me, putting on weight was fun.
By his sophomore year, Bodie weighed in at 305 pounds. He studied and worked hard to become a starter for Northeastern during his final 3 years. As a senior, he was a team captain. He still loves the game, loves to watch it and talk about it. If it wasn't for football, he says he wouldn't have gone to college right away. But I can't resist asking him about concussions and all that we now know about head injuries in football. When he was in high school, I watched him stagger around the field after a bad concussion, but he played the following week. Like so many former players, he remembers all his concussions, especially one.
I mean, my senior year of college was against Delaware and literally just got knocked out cold on the field. So that was the one. And now you look back with all of the concussions reporting and playing with headaches, and that was football. I'm sure I had twice as many more concussions than what you think.
You played with headaches.
Oh, you didn't even think twice about it. It wasn't something you worried about. Which is a scary thought.
After college, Jim Bodie got married and worked at Payne Weber and then Merrill Lynch for several years. He recently opened his own wealth management company with another Northeastern grad. He is the father of three, and his oldest son is now 7 years old. Bodie and his wife are still discussing whether they'll let their son play football.
I mean, we met my sophomore year, so every football game after that, so she saw everything from what we thought were breaking ankles to separating shoulders. I mean, she experienced that. So, I mean, just to think about her now 7-year-old playing college football or high school football breaks her heart already. And we haven't even started.
During the 1996 season, I did 10 stories on Needham football, and they weren't all about Jim Bodie. Running back and linebacker Sean Connor was the true star of that team, and he struggled even more than Jim did with bad grades and low SAT scores. On the field, Sean Connor was fast and strong, and yet he wasn't immune to injury. During the game against Norwood, Sean leapt to make a tackle, but landed hard on his back and didn't get up. On the sidelines, Dr. Mark Heffenraffer told Sean's mother to take Sean to the emergency room.
He needs some x-rays of his neck.
All right.
Okay, just flexion extensions. Wherever you want to go, I'll call the emergency room, tell them what to get.
All right.
I'd be happy to do that.
A few minutes later, Sean pressured his mother and the doctor to let him back into the game.
So I think it is a traction palsy. I think it is transient.
You're going to go 1 yard
and technically the NCAA says he could go back in. But I got to tell you, this is the second time now because it's 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
It is an issue.
Sean's mother wavered for a moment, but Sean was already walking back toward the field.
I don't think it's an option. I think Sean made the decision. I think. Come on, yeah. All right, go.
Okay, now listen, where is he? Sean, come here.
Don't go.
Now listen to me, okay? No spearing and you don't use your head.
Yep.
Afterward, listeners, including several doctors, contacted Only a Game to complain about that decision to play and the neutral way in which it was reported. But weeks later, Sean described the pain and the seriousness of his injury.
After I made the hit on the goal line and stuck him, I was still on my feet. I got up on my feet and I started walking off the field and couldn't move my arm. And the whole right side of my body was numb.
All these years later, much more is known about the dangers of head injuries and nerve injuries. Whenever I've told the story of Sean Connor losing the feeling on one side of his body and then going back in to play the last quarter of a game the team was sure to lose, nobody quite believes it. These days, Sean Connor, who is now 35 years old, says he remembers that injury like it was yesterday.
A little bit of a scary moment, but just a stinger. I found out that I had plenty of those through my college career, too. So I'm not too beaten up. I'm lucky. I didn't have many concussions, which is good now that everything that's going on with concussions. But my two shoulders, I have two sprained AC joints, which I'm probably going to get fixed at some point. But luckily, my legs are good, which is important.
Sean Connor also played at Northeastern University and is now a district sales manager at EMC, a data storage firm. He lives in Pennsylvania, but still comes to Needham regularly to visit his parents. Connor says that football did so much for him. It gave him a college education. It taught him discipline and gave him the confidence to be a manager. He's married now and has one son and another on the way. He's still not sure if he wants his boys to play football, but he won't rule it out. Sean Connor and Jim Bodie seem to feel that earning a football scholarship played a significant role in their success. And yet they belong to a generation of players who ended their careers before players and parents became educated about the long-term dangers of multiple concussions, or CTE, on player health. I asked Jim Bodie about this, and he feels the way many players do, that if you can't fix it, he'd rather not know.
Hoping by the time that I pass away, that research is going to find some things out, but I'd be afraid to see what's in there. To look in there and be able to tell what's actually happened, I'm sure, is a scary thought.
For Only a Game, I'm Michelle Seaton.